The headlines. Both Houses of Parliament to resume discussion on general budget on Monday. India calls for cooperation in BIMSTEC on counter-terrorism and combating drug trafficking, among others. National Testing Agency releases revised results for NEET UG 2024. Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Odisha governments announce job quotas for Agniveers. Museums of Assam receive UNESCO World Heritage Site tag in the cultural category. In sports, India storm into the final of Women's Asia Cup, beating Bangladesh by 10 wickets in the first semi-final at Dambulla in Sri Lanka, and Paris Olympics to officially kick off along the River Sen tonight. Both Houses of Parliament will resume discussion on the General Budget 2024-25 on Monday. Participating in the discussion in the Rajya Sabha today, MP S. Niranjan Reddy of YSRCP lauded the budget, saying Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has taken medium and long-term views in the budget instead of short-term populist views. CPI member P. Santosh Kumar alleged that the budget is anti-people and anti-federal. He questioned the budget, saying the states should get their due in it. A.D. Singh of RJD raised the issue of unemployment in the country. The discussion remained inconclusive. During the discussion in the Lok Sabha, Jugal Kishore of the BJP said this budget is important from the economic and social perspective and this will prove beneficial for the people. Jay Prakash of Congress alleged that the central government is not giving weightage to the pending projects of Haryana. BJP's Kangna Ranaut thanked Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman for providing assistance to Himachal Pradesh in the budget. Aam Aadmi Party's Gurmeet Singh Meethair alleged that the budget will not benefit youth, women, farmers and the poor. Harsimrat Kaur Badal of Shiromani Akali Dal alleged that the budget has failed to address the concerns of farmers who are reeling under inflation. The discussion remained inconclusive. The Lok Sabha took up private members' business later, following which the House was adjourned for the day. In the Lok Sabha today, the government today said there is no proposal under consideration at present to make provision for paid menstrual leave mandatory at all workplaces. Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi stated this in a written reply. She said under the scheme for promotion of menstrual hygiene, sanitary napkin packs are provided to adolescent girls by the accredited social health activist ASHA at subsidized rate. Ms. Devi said the government also provides budget at the states or union territories for orientation of field-level health workers and information, education and communication activities for menstrual hygiene. In another written reply, the minister informed the Lok Sabha that there is no proposal to increase the amount of maternity benefit under the Pradhan Mantri Matru Vandana Yojana. The government has received requests for the facilitation of the early discharge of some Indian nationals recruited into the Russian armed forces, and all requests have been strongly addressed by the Ministry of External Affairs and the Embassy of India in Moscow with the relevant Russian authorities. In a reply, Minister of State and the Ministry of External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh informed that to date about 10 Indian nationals have left the Russian armed forces. The government has declared 424 drugs as spurious or adulterated and found 3,053 drugs to be substandard during the financial year 2022-23. Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Anupriya Patel in a written reply said the Central Drugs Standard Control Organization along with state drugs controllers has conducted risk-based inspections of more than 400 premises. National Security Advisor NSA Ajit Doval today discussed enhancing cooperation in counter-terrorism as well as addressing drug trafficking, arms smuggling and organized crime. Delivering India's national statement at the BIMSTEC meet in Naypyidaw, Myanmar, he also addressed topics such as BIMSTEC connectivity, the organization of the Second Ports Conclave, and the water security of Himalayan river systems. Mr. Doval led the Indian delegation at the fourth annual meeting of the Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multi-Sectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation BIMSTEC Security Chiefs. He also met with the Myanmar NSA Admiral Mo Aung. BIMSTEC security chiefs called on Prime Minister of Myanmar, Senior General Mae Aung Hlaing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to the heroes of the Kargil War on the occasion of the 25th anniversary of Kargil Vijay Divas in Dras. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said, "Kargil Vijay Divas tells us that the sacrifices made for the nation are immortal." Criticizing Pakistan over the recent terror attacks in Jammu and Kashmir, the Prime Minister said, "Indian soldiers will crush terrorism with full force and the enemy will be given a befitting reply." During his visit, the Prime Minister also launched construction of the Shinkun La Tunnel project in Ladakh that will provide all-weather connectivity to Leh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 9th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog tomorrow at the Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre, New Delhi. The theme of this year's meeting is Vikasit Bharat at 2047, with a central focus on making India a developed nation. The meeting will discuss the approach paper for the vision document on Viksit Bharat. Niti Aayog said the Governing Council meeting aims to foster participative governance and collaboration between the centre and state governments, enhancing the quality of life for both rural and urban populations. The National Testing Agency, NTA, today released the revised final scorecard for the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NETUG. Candidates who appeared for the exams can check their results and scorecards on the official websites exams.nta.ac.in and neet.ntaonline.in. The agency announced that 17 candidates have shared the top rank. The NTA conducted the test for over 24 lakh candidates on May the 5th at more than 4,750 centres across 571 cities. The NTA also mentioned that a re-examination for 1,563 candidates who experienced time loss during the exam was held on June the 23rd. This is Akashwani giving you the news for quick news updates round the clock. Follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Madhya Pradesh today announced reservations for Agnivirs in the State Police Department. On the occasion of Kargil Vijay Divas, Chief Minister Mohan Yadav announced in a video message that the Madhya Pradesh government will give reservation to Agnivirs in the recruitment of police department.
मध्य प्रदेश सरकार आज कारगिल दिवस के अवसर पर निर्णय करती है कि हमारे यहाँ विविध प्रकार की पुलिस और सशस्त्र बलों की भर्ती में अग्निवीर जवानों को आरक्षण का लाभ देगी.
Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath said Agnivirs will be given weightage in recruitment in police and provincial armed constabulary force. Addressing the media today in Lucknow, the Chief Minister said the nation will get trained and disciplined soldiers in the form of Agnivirs for its service.
उत्तर प्रदेश सरकार ने इस बात को कहा है कि अग्निवीर की योजना जैसे आगे बढ़ती है और जब ये अपनी सेवा के बाद वापस आएंगे तो हम उत्तर प्रदेश पुलिस सेवा में पीएसी में इन नौजवानों को प्राथमिकता के आधार पर समायोजन की एक सुविधा देंगे, वेटेज देंगे, उनके लिए एक निश्चित आरक्षण की सुविधा हम अपनी पुलिस में उपलब्ध करवाएंगे.
The Odisha government has decided to provide 10% reservations in the police and all other uniformed services for Agnivirs. Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi told media persons today that his government has also decided to relax the upper age limit by 5 years for Agnivirs. Agnivir Vayu women from the Indian Air Force IAF came together today to form the first ever all-woman drill team at India Gate in New Delhi, marking the silver jubilee of Kargil Divas. The IAF paid a musical tribute through its military band's patriotic songs to all the soldiers and martyrs of the Kargil War and recognized their ultimate sacrifices for the country. The Agnivir Vayu were inducted into the IAF in June of last year under the Agnipath scheme. The Moidams of Assam have received the prestigious 43rd UNESCO World Heritage Site tag in the cultural category. In an exclusive interview with Akashwani News, Union Minister of Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said the historic recognition of the Moidams brings global attention to this unique cultural property. Speaking about the cultural property agreement signed with the U.S. today, he said after this agreement it would be easier to bring back historical objects from the U.S. to India.
Today is a great day for us because we have entered into an agreement with the United States Cultural Property Agreement, through which it is going to be even more easier for us to restitute the artifacts which were stolen or illegally taken to the US markets. And having this, soon we will be able to restitute more than 295 objects in coming days to India.
Tune in to 100.1 Akashwani Gold at 9:15 tonight to listen to this exclusive broadcast. We have a report on Moidams.
Nearly 700 years old, Moidams are hollow vaults of brick, stone and contain the remains of kings and royals. Moidams is the first cultural site from cultural heritage category and the third overall site from the Northeast to be inscribed on the World Heritage List. The two others are Kaziranga and Manas, which were inscribed under the natural heritage category. India now stands at the sixth position globally for the most number of World Heritage properties. Lingbia Khoi for Akashwani, New Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness and pride as Assam's Charai Deo Moidam was added to the UNESCO World Heritage List. In a tweet, Mr. Modi said the Moidams at Charai Deo showcase the glorious Ahom culture, which places utmost reverence on ancestors. He hoped that more people will now learn about the great Ahom rule and culture. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar also expressed pride today as the Moidams at Charai Deo, an icon of Ahom culture, were designated as a cultural world heritage site by UNESCO. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar noted that this is the first cultural site in the Northeast to receive such recognition. India stormed into the finals of Women's Asia Cup by beating Bangladesh by 10 wickets in the first semi-final at Dambulla in Sri Lanka today. Defending champions India maintained their dominance as they chased down the target of 81 runs with 54 balls to spare. Earlier, having won the toss, Bangladesh chose to bat first. Indian bowlers led by Renuka Singh and Radha Yadav took wickets at regular intervals to restrict Bangladesh to 80 for 8 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. The second semi-final between Pakistan and Sri Lanka is underway at the same venue. The winner of the clash will face defending champions India on Sunday. Paris Olympics 2024 will kick off officially with the opening ceremony scheduled to be held along the River Seine tonight. A report from our correspondent covering the event.
For the very first time in the history of the Olympics, the opening ceremony is not going to be held in a stadium, but instead on the River Seine, where the athletes will arrive in boats in what promises to be a thrilling evening. On its final route, the torch will be written by actress Salma Hayek and rapper Snoop Dogg. The flag bearers of the Indian contingent will be double Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu and the legend of longevity in table tennis Sharad Kamal. Savio de Noronha in Paris.
This year marks the centenary celebration of the Olympics. Earlier, India started its Paris Olympics campaign on a bright note yesterday, with the men's team clinching the third spot and the women's team securing the fourth place in the ranking round to seal a spot in the quarterfinal stage. Moreover, India will start its quest for medals tomorrow with the 10-meter air rifle mixed team and 10-meter air pistol men's and women's events in shooting. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Both Houses of Parliament to resume discussion on general budget on Monday. India calls for cooperation in BIMSTEC on counter-terrorism and combating drug trafficking, among others. National Testing Agency releases revised results for NEET UG 2024. Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Odisha governments announced job quotas for Agniveers. Moidams of Assam receive UNESCO World Heritage Site tag in the cultural category. In sports, India storm into the final of the Women's Asia Cup, beating Bangladesh by 10 wickets in the first semi-final at Dambulla in Sri Lanka, and Paris Olympics to officially kick off along the River Seine tonight. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.